Exactly 10 minutes past 11, BBC Oxford with Louisa Hannan. Now, they say everyone's got a book in them. Have you ever wanted to write it, though? Or at least maybe a few magazine articles, short stories? If you've had a dream of those creative juices flowing as a writer, well, there's a course coming up which might help you achieve just that. It's led by Sandra Smith from The Current Mrs. Smith, and she's running a six-week course starting in September, and she joins me in the studio now. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you, Louisa.
Thank you for coming in. Tell me, first of all, the name, The Current Mrs. Smith. Where did that come from? It's a great website.
Well, my husband often refers to me as The Current Mrs. Smith. And as humour writing is actually my main love, I thought when I set up my website, that would sort of give people perhaps a bit of an inkling into my humour. So www.thecurrentmrssmith.co.uk.
It's good. And I'm glad it wasn't already taken.
Yes.
Tell me more about your background then and how you got into this, because you said that humour writing is kind of your first
yes.
love.
Yes. Well, it's sort of a long process, really. I got into writing generally about 10 years ago, but wasn't really quite sure what I wanted to write. And then eventually I just started writing things based around our family situation, which always had a bit of a slightly wry, cynical, humorous sort of bent to it. And I got into it that way, although I've done a lot of other stuff since then. But humour is my main love, I have to say.
So what made you want to write then, to think, I've got something to give here that I can put down on a piece of paper and other people will enjoy it?
I think it's just something in you. I think writers just have a need to write. It's something going on in your head and you need to put it on paper, and you have that need. You want other people to read it and to appreciate it, I suppose. But it is just, writers say, I just need to write. It is just something that's in you.
So when did you first realise you could do it and other people wanted to read it?
Well, I think I've had my first article, and that was a humorous story, published about 3 years ago. And that was it. That was all the impetus I needed to keep on writing then. And every time I had something published, that just made me more and more determined to go on and do other things.
Is it a skill everyone has?
Well, like any skill, some people have it more naturally than others, but everyone can work at it. You know, there are certain things that you can learn to do that will help you with your writing. So, yes, anyone. And I think if people want to do it, then that tells you something. They must have some sort of, you know, inner ability. Mm. Perhaps it hasn't yet come out. But yes, if they really want to do it, then absolutely have a go.
It must be very difficult to write humour, because we all find different things very funny. I mean, you've only got to look at a comedian that some people will love and some people will absolutely hate.
Yes, that's true. Yes, and obviously what anyone writes won't necessarily appeal to everyone. And I think the main thing about humour is it often comes over as very simple, very casual, conversational. So it tends to give people who don't write tend to have the impression that it's just something that you literally just wrote on the back of a piece of paper or something.
Yeah.
But in fact, creating humorous writing is just as challenging as writing a sci-fi novel or a heavy intellectual book, anything. You really have to craft and redraft every word, every sentence to make it funny.
So how do you go about starting then? Do you have an idea in your head and just sit down in front of your laptop or however you write? Or do you,
yes.
are you one of those people that methodically will plan from the beginning to the end?
I'm not a methodical person at all. And I have to say, Louisa, my mind is constantly flooded with ideas. I was just saying to your lovely receptionist out there that there are ideas all around you in things you see, conversations you overhear, something that someone said to you that morning that might spark off an idea. Or it could be you put all of those things together almost like a jigsaw and you create a storyline or a character out of that. So there's things going on all around us. And I think once you start writing, it makes you more open to looking and hearing for those things.
I won't even ask you what inspiration you're getting in this building today. I don't think I'd want to know. What sort of disciplines do you need then between writing, say, a novel to writing a magazine article or writing a short story? Because they must be very, very different.
Yes, they are. I must admit, I haven't written a novel as such. I've written a fairly short humorous book, which wasn't sort of too onerous. Magazine articles tend to be a maximum of 1,000 words, so they're really quite a manageable piece.
But that can be quite just as challenging. Well, I mean, we've all filled in application forms and things where there's a word limit, or essays where there's a word limit.
And in fact, if anything shorter than that, if someone's only asking for, say, 250 words, that's even harder because every word counts. You can't afford to put in any superfluous word that you don't need. You just can't afford that. Can't afford to do that. But as in any writing, you know, the more you practice, the more you get into that and the easier it becomes. So magazine writing, if you research the magazine market, and I always, and in fact I did it the other day, just spent half an hour in WH Smith, just looking to the magazines that are out there, what sort of articles are fashionable, what sort of topics they're covering at the moment. It just keeps you... it just keeps you clued into the magazine market. And once you start doing that and writing readily, then it just becomes part of you.
Do you not need to be or have had certain experiences, though, to write for magazines? Because, I mean, the ones I'm thinking of, and maybe I'm looking at the wrong ones, but it's always, you know, my ex-husband married my dog and things like that. You've got to have had some really bizarre experiences in order to get them published.
There are magazines like that, but there are lots of other articles too. You know, some of them can be real-life stories and can tend to be on the slightly, shall we say, unusual side. But there are other ways of getting in, you know... just fictional stories or interviews or writing reviews of a book that you've read or a local play that you've seen. There are all sorts of opportunities there.
Are there ways of getting paid for this?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Most magazines will pay you, and you need to set that... make sure that that's agreed up front, obviously. Some magazines, particularly the smaller ones, don't have a budget. So they're happy to take your work. And if you want the exposure...
It's a good way of getting the experience,
absolutely.
I suppose.
You can then go to other magazines and say, well, I've been published here, here and here. So that's entirely up to you. But most magazines, absolutely, will pay you for what you're writing.
So if you wanted to follow that path, is it a case then of looking at magazines, seeing their style and submitting something and seeing if they'll want it? Or is it a case of putting an idea forward and getting it commissioned?
Well, it can be a bit of both. And it very much depends on the magazine. And one of the things that you really need to do is not only research the magazine and certainly identify the house style, because if you're not writing in a way that would appeal to that magazine's readership, then there's no point going through to them at all. Sorry, completely lost my train of thought.
I was asking about whether you got a commission or whether it was something you just sent.
Thank you, yes. Generally, you would pitch an idea to an editor, to a features editor. Or the commissioning editor, which can often only be 3, 4, maybe 5 sentences. There are occasionally magazines who don't want an idea. They just want to see the whole thing. So you're running a bit of a risk. Yeah. You've got to write the whole thing and not knowing whether they take it. But, you know, every time you write, you are honing your skill. You are practicing and you're getting better and better.
So what are they actually looking for then? I mean, what would make a good magazine piece?
Well, it very much depends on the magazine, but there are an editor is looking for anything that will help sell his magazine. So it could be a completely new idea. It could be something that's very fashionable, a topical subject at the moment, of any moment, or it could be an old idea, but you're looking at it from a new angle, from a completely different twist. Anything that hasn't been done before, and that's why you really need to look at magazines over several issues and study their websites. And very often a magazine will have writer's guidelines, and that'll be very specific on what they're looking for, because editors are inundated with unsolicited manuscripts, hundreds of them every week. They haven't got time to look through all that, and they don't want you to waste your time. So if you can get onto their website and look at their guidelines, that will help you exactly to pinpoint what they're looking for. They can be quite specific in what they want and what they don't want.
Is it a bit frustrating for people like you, though, who are kind of writers and you make your living from that, to see whether it's me or the next person just put 1,000 words on a piece of paper and send it off and get 50 quid for it when I've got no training?
Well, that's just the nature of the beast, really, I think. You know, I don't have any formal writing training. No, I didn't do a degree in creative writing or anything like that, although I've been on numerous courses. The point is, if you're writing of a quality that the magazine want and that that it would appeal to their readership in terms of the house style and the topic, then you're good enough to be published.
Mm. What kind of areas are you going to be covering on your course then? Because you're starting a course in the middle of September.
In September, 13th. Yeah, Monday the 13th of September.
How's it going to work?
Well, the course runs over 6 weeks, so it's going to be 2 hours on a Monday afternoon for 6 weeks, and we're going to study a different topic each week. So the first week, we're going to look at how you can use your own knowledge and interests to create stories and generate articles. In week two, we're going to look slightly more technically at things like exploring grammar, sentence structure and making words work for you. Week three will be devoted entirely to humour, because there are plenty of humorous opportunities out there. So how we can inject a morsel of mirth into our writing. Week four, we're looking more at researching articles, interviewing techniques, travel features and how to edit your own work, which is extremely important. Week five, we're looking at whether to use pseudonyms, ignoring writer's block and the third paragraph. And week six is devoted entirely to everything that sort of isn't actual writing. So market opportunities, building a relationship with an editor, deadlines, bylines, fees, competitions, of which there are hundreds out there. And again, some of them offer very, very good money. And they're all a great way to be published. And we'll be covering motivation. Writing is a solitary occupation.
Yes.
And it is very important to keep yourself motivated. And there are a number of ways that we can do that.
I want to know how you ignore writer's block. You mentioned that and it's just stuck in my head.
Maybe I'm sort of in denial about writer's block. It is something you have to work through, work round, whatever. If that means if you're having trouble with one thing, you work on something else. I would never just write or work on one piece. I've always got two or three pieces on the go at any one time. So that if you are struggling with one thing, then you just leave it for a couple of hours or a couple of days, a couple of weeks even, and focus on something else. And you'll find when you go back to it, it starts to work for you. And there are other sort of ways too. But you can't, what I mean is you can't use as an excuse,
yes,
which, oh, that's just not working. You've got to look at it and say, okay, why is this piece not working? Be honest with yourself and look at it and say, what is it that isn't working? Is it the structure? Is it because I haven't hit the house style correctly? Is it because it's too bland? I haven't hit some high points here? There are all sorts of ways, but you can't just say, that's not working and put it aside.
Yeah.
You've got to work at it.
How many people can you accommodate on the course?
I'm going to limit it to 10 because I want it to be a small group with an intimate atmosphere, and that'll be relaxing, and particularly for people if they've never written before or never had anything published, and maybe it might be their first course. You know, that a big group can be a little bit intimidating to people, and I want people to be relaxed, and if they're relaxed, they'll be more creative.
What's the price of the course?
For the 6 weeks, it's £90.
Okay, brilliant. So if you want to find out any more, it's your website,
yes,
which we mentioned earlier on, which is thecurrentmrssmith.co.uk.
Yes.
I hope it goes really well. Good
Thank
luck
you.
For the future. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much, Louisa.
Sandra Smith there, who's running that course. If you want to find out more, thecurrentmrssmith.co.uk. Love